One of this year's speakers is Harold Browning with the Citrus Research and Development Foundation.
There are a lot of things going on in the near-term arena with HLB trying to develop field trials and particularly focus on therapies that are going to be important for those trees out there that we all know are declining in health and productivity. And so I'm going to focus on the relationship we're building with some of the federal funding that's available right now through the congressional appropriation, the so-called MAC group, and what they're doing to contribute to support these shovel-ready projects, moving things out to the field more aggressively to test and deliver to the growers. So things like the antimicrobial arena, the thermal therapy that a lot of people are hearing about these days, and then some of the tools that are going to be available for new plantings, looking at some of the tolerant rootstock planting trials that we're working on and that sort of thing. So kind of an overview of not only what are the near-term things that we're working on, but also how the federal funding fits into that. So I think it'll help growers understand the bigger picture of what is this federal money really going to do for us. So that's the main theme. And then kind of leading into a follow-up discussion from one of our other CRDF people that will be talking more about the details of each of those field trials and how many we have, where the sites are, those kinds of things. So I'll be laying the groundwork and then following up with the details on those field trials.
To learn more about this year's event, just go to citrusexpo.net. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.